The North Carolina law known as the bathroom bill has effectively been repealed by the passage of House Bill 142. But Democratic Representative Deb Butler from New Hanover County and Republican Representative Chris Millis of Pender County both voted against the compromise bill. Two legislators who would likely find themselves on opposite sides of a controversial issue. LGBT advocates complain the new legislation still prevents local governments from passing their own anti-discrimination ordinances until 2020. Those who support HB 2 say they were held hostage by a sports organization grown too powerful. Representative Carl Ford is a Republican from Rowan County.
And this is a motion to concur on a bill that's all about money. If we could have props in here, I'd take a basketball covered in money and roll it down the middle aisle there. Because that's what this is about, money and basketball. My family's not for sale. My constituents are not for sale. Vote your conscience.
Senator Dan Blue, the Democratic minority leader from Wake County, says fostering inclusivity is a statewide obligation. He says he hopes that conversation will unfold in a very serious way following the state's experience with HB 2.
But I tell you what this does as we can engage more deeply into that conversation. It brings to an end the economic threat that challenges our ability to do that in meaningful ways. That's why I'm supporting this bill.
Governor Roy Cooper signed the bill yesterday afternoon while acknowledging it's not a perfect deal. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.